guys. Welcome to Girl Talk. I am Nikki Next, and I'm here with Miss Serena Blair.
Hello.
Hello. And over there, Mr. Dick Avery.
Way over here.
Way over there.
I'm here.
And we are here in Julie Land, and today, get your popcorn ready, because we're going to talk about movies.
This is one of your favorite subjects, isn't it?
One of them, yeah. I go to the theater once a week, so.
Really?
Yes. I try to go once a week. Only if there's, like, no good movies playing, I won't go, but I've gone religiously, like, for the past year or so, I've gone every week, especially in the summertime.
What was the last movie you saw in the theaters?
Last movie, I'm having a stoner thought.
Debbie Does Dallas.
That was at home.
Behind the Green Door.
My favorite recent movie was Mad Max. I saw that in IMAX.
I've never been to an IMAX.
When was the last time you went to a movie theater?
15 years.
IMAX is too much for me. It makes me sick.
I like it.
I've never seen a 3D movie either.
Have you been to the Dome one?
No, the Cinedome?
Yeah.
Cinerama Dome? Or
the one that's at the California Science Center.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That one is cool.
Is that an IMAX theater?
It's like the...
Sort of.
It is. I think it's owned by IMAX.
Okay.
But it's a dome. So like the movie like goes up over your head.
That's cool.
And like...
No way.
I watched some like nature show where they were like spelunking in caves. And I'm like, I'm falling! Help! It was too much for me. It was so intense.
But it's like the full experience.
Maybe I just need the half experience. give me half. I'm good.
I don't want to go all the way. But some of the theaters have like vibrating seats too. They have
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's like at AMC they call it Prime, and they have like a little glass wall in the front, and there's full recliner seats, and like when there's a car chase and they're going on the bumpy road, the seats go up and down.
Oh my God.
It's awesome. And they're big, giant Lazy Boy recliner seats. They redid all the AMC theaters, all right. And they're comfy.
I'm going to play a game here. Let's go in a round here. Let's name favorite movies. Just one at a time. So each one of us takes a pick and takes a favorite movie. I'll go first. But like, no, you don't have to be the greatest movie ever. Just like a movie that you totally love and can watch over and over again. My first one I'll put down is Point Break. Never get tired of Johnny Utah. I've seen it probably 10,000 times.
I haven't seen it. Are you excited for the remake?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
I saw the trailer.
Looks good. I'm going to miss not having Keanu in it, but still looks good. Go, Nikki, you're next.
My favorite movie is The Neverending Story. And aww. I'm sorry, but it's my favorite movie.
I actually haven't seen that.
Me neither. I've seen parts of it. I've
seen it about probably 30 times.
Wow.
Oh my God. Yeah. You're such a nerd.
I know.
Serena, yours?
My current favorite at the moment that I've been watching over and over again is Despicable Me and Despicable Me 2 because Minions are my spirit animal.
Shout out to Mo.
I know, huh? Is it that good?
It's good. I think it just really appeals to my sense of humor.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if that is appealing to everybody else.
It's fun.
But... Yeah,
people who like Minions really like Minions.
I have all the Minion underwear from Target.
Oh, I saw
I'm
it
seriously
there.
Obsessed.
I did see it there. I saw the Minion stuff.
They're
they
so
had.
Funny. They're just like that's. I don't know. That's me. They're just like
every
all
time,
over the place.
Now I'm gonna think of Serena, but I like if I saw it somewhere, I thought of Mo, and I was like, oh. Yeah. Minions.
Banana.
Yeah.
He likes Minions a lot too.
Love this. Banana.
Next movie I'm going to name is Notting Hill. I love romantic comedies.
We're not a fan of the romantic comedies.
I like when they all fall in love and they live happily ever after.
But they always get together at the end and it's like, oh my God.
It's so great.
Puke what fest. A shocker.
It's great.
They're kissing now.
Total puke fest.
And then they live happily ever after. I like
Bridget Jones's Diary.
No.
No, I like happy endings.
Ugh. No.
Like Four Weddings and a Funeral.
No,
happy
no,
ending.
No.
Uh-uh. All right, next, Nikki.
My favorite movie as a kid was Fantasia.
Me too.
Yes, high five.
Woo! Except I never could watch the last part because it scared me.
Yeah.
The Night on Bald Mountain.
The beginning is good.
Yeah.
The whole movie is good.
Mm-hmm. Did you see Fantasia 2000?
Yes. Of course.
It came
I
out
did.
Like right around my. Like 15th
never
birthday,
seen
I think.
Yeah.
And I made everybody go watch it with me. And I'm like the only person I know who likes, besides you now, who likes that movie. And everybody was just like, why are you making this?
Isn't it just a Disney movie. You haven't seen it.
Isn't it just like music and, and cartoon?
Yeah. It's like an orchestra thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I personally like the first one better,
though.
It's a great
movie. Okay. All right. I have it on VHS in the little plastic jacket. Remember the VHS tapes?
Me too, yeah. I used to put on my ballet slippers when the hippos came on.
Oh, yeah.
And I danced with them.
See?
Yeah.
Okay.
See? Mm-hmm. We're having a moment.
Yeah,
here.
we totally just had a moment.
Ballet slippers.
We just became best friends.
BFFs for life.
Yes.
So your next movie, Serena?
Oh, Fantasia was such a good one, though.
She took it.
Okay, one of my favorite movies of all time is Gone with the Wind.
Oh, love it.
Yes.
Oh. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
And then I read the book. I've read the book a couple times.
You know what I love about that movie? When I was a little kid, my mom worshipped that movie. It was probably to this day her favorite movie of all time. And I never wanted to watch it. Didn't really like it because she liked it. Then I got older, became an adult, whatever. And then one time just watched it and was like, wow, this is really good. But what I love about the movie is just how everything, especially Vivian Leigh in it, is like everything is just so dramatic.
Yeah.
It's
so good.
It's such that drama. I don't know if you ever, there's another movie that's like that. I don't know what they call them. Besides drama, there's another name for them. But the movie, have you ever seen the movie The Picnic?
Uh-uh.
With William Holden? Same kind of thing. Where
The Picnic?
Yeah. It's just called Picnic. Oh. And it's everything is just this so, you know, 50s, whatever, dramatic. And that's the thing with Gone with the Wind is just, you know, she is just so, you talk about the drama queen, like she's the first and only the queen.
And it's really just her character that draws me to the movie. I actually wanted to make my porn name Scarlet for a while because, you know, because that's what she's like, I'm not going to think about that now. I'm going to think about that tomorrow. And that's so me. Like, it's like I get to a point and I'm like, I can't even. It's too much. I'm just going to think about it tomorrow.
Yeah. Are there any Scarlets? Porn girls?
Yes, there's a Scarlet Red. And that's the only one I know of.
There's a couple. There's been some.
Yeah. Okay. And I think there was another cam girl. It was a Scarlet for a while. Yeah,
they're out
there's
there.
A few.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about...
My next movie is going to be one of the greats of all time.
Drum roll.
One of the greats of all time. Star Wars.
I think... Oh.
The first Star Wars.
Which one?
I thought you were going to
The very first
one? The very first one. Loved it. Because you can't go wrong. It's just like such a great movie. Shot well, done well. Just makes you feel good. And then, you know... The bad guy gets defeated, the whole bit. Love Star Wars.
And there are a lot of diehard fans. I know a guy that has two sleeves of Star Wars tattoos.
Ouch.
Nothing else.
Really?
Oh my God. That's kind of amazing.
That's what you call a big fan.
That's scary.
I love it.
First time I went to his house, guess what we watched?
Star Wars.
Oh.
Guess who picked the movie? Not me. It's
like, hey, let's watch Star Wars. Really? Again? Wow. So, Nick, your next movie?
Requiem for a Dream.
Ugh.
I like that movie.
I do too.
That's a great movie I'll only watch once.
I've seen it. How many times have I seen it? Maybe like five. But Jared Leto is awesome.
I like the movie a lot, but it's not the kind of movie that, like, hey, I feel like watching a movie right now.
It's a date night movie.
Like, I'm not going to pull it up and watch it. Like, you watch it once, I'm good enough for me because, like, it's like,
that's
it's such, it's depressing.
It.
Like, it's like so I want to go watch something that's going to depress me.
Let's watch people go psychotic.
Yeah,
this is
exactly.
Great. It's a good movie, though.
Yeah, it was an amazing movie. And
Jennifer Connelly.
I only need to watch it once.
she's on my girl crush list.
Definitely. Yeah. I would make out with her eyebrows.
She's amazing.
Heck yeah, and her eyes are pretty, too.
Did you ever see, what's that movie she was in, Hot Summer with? Where she showed her boobs for the first time?
No.
It was like...
I don't know.
It was amazing. It was with... what's his name? God damn it. the guy who played Sonny Crockett on Miami Vice. Don Johnson. It was a movie called Hot Summer or Summer... something like that.
And that's when she showed her boobs in a movie?
Oh.
Oh, she's hot anyway. She's hot with clothes on.
I know.
If you're really hot with clothes on, then you're hot.
The chances of you being hot naked are really good. Okay. Serena, your next one?
Going on the Jennifer Connelly theme, Labyrinth, one of my favorite movies of all time. David Bowie. Oh my God, you cannot go wrong.
I've never seen that movie.
One of my heroes.
I've never seen it.
Never seen Labyrinth? Yeah.
Never have.
Oh, we're going to have a movie marathon. Yeah. Watch
it's so
all these.
Epic.
Yeah.
David Bowie's amazing.
It's a good movie, though?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And wasn't she young? She's really young.
Yeah, that was one of her, like, probably one of her first movies. She was like 16 or something. Really? Yeah.
Okay. Are you David Bowie
fan? She was a hottie back then,
Love David Bowie. Love David.
You
Duff.
Haven't seen Labyrinth.
I don't know why. I don't know. It was in the 80s. I don't know. I didn't watch a lot of movies in the 80s. Ugh. Sorry.
My goodness.
It's a Jim Henson movie.
Do you?
Yeah. It's got all the puppets in them.
I'm not a big fan of Muppets.
But.
Do you guys like to go to movies now? I mean, I know Nikki.
I
do.
All the time, I love the theater.
Serena, what was the last movie you saw at the theater?
I think it was The Hobbit. Huh? And
the first one or the there's three of them.
So yeah,
the recent one
probably was the first one. I like don't know. It was someone else. Like I was meeting with an agent who was I was gonna potentially work with, and he was like, "We're all going to the movies. Come with us." And I was like, "Okay," but otherwise, I don't normally go to the theater.
How do you watch movies mostly?
At home on my couch with my big TV.
Yeah.
Off of my computer, like usually. Off of yeah, Netflix,
I think that's how most
something.
People do now.
Yeah.
Do you ever watch it on your laptop?
In a pinch. I mean, yeah. I prefer a big TV screen. I just like to be home where I can lay down and get comfortable and eat my food and not have to worry about
and
other people.
I was like, pressing pause.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I never watch live television. Yeah. It's horrible.
No.
And I just got a new TV, so yeah. I sit on my couch and be lazy.
What's the last movie you watched on your TV?
Oh, on the TV? I went back and watched a couple of the Mission Impossible movies because I saw the new one. I saw it the day it came out. Yeah. Which I never do. I never, ever go to the movies the day it comes out because there's too many people and they're loud and ugh.
Is there any movies you're particularly looking forward to this year?
Point Break, if we go back to that.
Yeah.
I think it comes out on Christmas Day.
And what about Star Wars?
And I'm not like a gigantic fan of Star Wars, but I've never seen one Star Wars movie from beginning to end.
Huh.
I've only seen clips of all of them.
Well, that's your problem.
I know.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's like I have a friend who's never seen The Godfather. Have you ever seen The Godfather?
Of course.
I've seen that.
It's like, and I always tell her like, we can't even, and she's in the movie business, and I always tell her like, how can you be in this business and not see
and not
The
see
Godfather?
It.
Like, how do you not?
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Or Rocky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like a Pulp Fiction.
Ugh. I'm not a Tarantino fan
at all.
You don't
like that one?
Nope.
I love Tarantino.
Do you?
I actually saw it, another celebrity story. Saw him at a theater once. Did you see that movie Closer?
With yes. That?
So
Julie
you
Roberts,
know that scene?
Owen Wilson?
Where he
goes. Natalie Portman?
Jude Law.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Where Clive Owen goes crazy on her and like calls her all these just like horrible names.
Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino sat in front of me, laughed hysterically through that whole scene, and the whole theater just kind of like turned around. They were like, what is this psycho guy doing?
And it's Quentin.
It's Quentin Tarantino.
Oh
wow.
My God.
Was he by pass. Himself?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It was down in Westwood.
That's too funny.
Yeah.
I think he bought the theater here on Beverly Boulevard.
Mm. Did he really?
Yeah. He's supposed to either be the owner or part owner, but they refurbished it and fixed it all up. And
interesting.
They show all sorts of movies there still on film. It's always like, oh, it's 35 millimeter projection. And
I saw they were showing Mad Max.
Were they?
Yeah. That'd be cool to see in 35 millimeter.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would.
The picture on your TV would look better than what it would look on film. On
I saw Interstellar. I saw in 35 millimeter.
Yeah.
At... where was I? The Arclight.
I liked that movie. I thought that was a pretty good movie. But like, I watch everything. Like, I always tell people, like, it's rarely do I sit down and like watch a movie, like to put a movie on TV and watch a movie. I'm always, it's on my iPad and I'm working while it's on. It's like, it's never.
Oh, I have to watch it.
Just always in the corner of my eye.
I think that's why I go to the movies. So I can sit down. The lights are dark. No one, my phone, I don't have my phone. No one bugs me for 2 hours. That's why it's awesome.
But then somebody else's phone goes off.
Always.
Dude, I was there a month ago. This kid in front of me, he had it on the brightest setting too, the entire movie.
Oh my God.
And I usually don't say anything to people, but I tapped him on the shoulder and I tapped his mom. I said, can you turn your phone off? Because this is really irritating me. And he turns it off, turns it back on, turns it off. So I slouched down and I turned my head to the right so I couldn't see it.
That's awful.
But
see,
I was gonna.
This is why I don't go to the theaters.
What's your favorite food to get at a movie?
It's all gross.
Go ahead.
All of it. It's just.
I
but
get
it's good.
I
no.
get the little
popcorn.
The little. No, not popcorn. Popcorn's too noisy.
That Arclight has the best caramel corn.
Ooh, I love the arc light.
Yeah. I like the dibs, the ice cream cups, the little bites that are wrapped in chocolate. Okay. They have little cups.
Okay.
I get dibs cup and an icy.
Wow.
For me, I'm just fine if I have a giant soda.
Yeah.
Like, I just need something to sip on and a straw to chew on.
Yeah. And then you have to pee right in the middle.
Always. Always.
Always. See, that's what they need to have is, like, at the theaters now, like, along with the lounge chair is also some sort of a
bedpan.
I can't get up. I'm just going to pee right here.
That's so gross.
I don't want to miss the movie. So I'm just going to...
One day they probably
somebody,
will.
Can you imagine then they have somebody that comes by, like, halfway through the movie and picks up everybody's bedpan?
I was surprised they didn't have that during The Hobbit. That movie lasted so long.
That's a long movie.
The whole movie, I was going, this is the end.
Yeah.
This is the end. Okay, this is the end.
No.
They're doing the panning. This is the end.
Yeah.
Nope. Never ended.
And it's so funny is like he did the same thing where, because the first Lord of the Rings trilogy he did is amazing. Those first three were amazing. Mm-hmm. Then The Hobbit was like horrible.
Yeah.
Long, boring, and tedious.
I did not like it.
I watched bits and pieces of each one. I tried to watch them and just could not get into it.
Wow.
And just was like, this is just terrible. And I could say, like, you know, the whole George Lucas thing. You made the first, like, George Lucas made the greatest trilogy of all times in Star Wars. But then he also made the worst trilogy of all times in the second set of Star Wars mm-hmm. movies. It's like, can't you guys get it right the first?
But know? If he made the first one, so that counts.
Yeah. No, definitely. Give him props for that.
I'm just going to say I like the theaters that serve food, the IPIX.
Like, food?
Yeah, they have swivel trays. They serve food. They serve alcohol at some of them. Some of them are 21 and over.
Ooh.
And you can get wine. You can get dinner.
But like, would you sit like there with a TV dinner tray kind of a thing, and you eat while
No, they bring it out in a nice dinner plate. It's like gourmet.
Yeah, but I'm saying, do you sit like with a Oh,
it's
TV
a swivel tray.
Like,
there's a swivel tray. They stick it in the middle. You swivel it out.
Kind of like an airplane.
It's right on top of you. Yeah,
yeah, like an airplane thing.
They also give you a pillow and a blanket.
Oh my god.
Wow.
I know. It's the greatest.
I'm just thinking, like, and they have it set up for couples, so you can just make out and.
Yeah, do they have special chairs for people who like to fuck in the back of the theater?
That's the back row.
Yeah, exactly.
But they space it out. There's only like, I don't know, like 15 giant Lazy Boy recliners.
Have you ever had sex in a theater?
I've given a guy a hand job in the back.
Typical.
Yeah, no.
Typical horny girls.
Typical. I've been to so many movies where that happens. But.
All right. Well, we've seen a lot of good movies, old ones and new ones. So thank you guys for listening. Serena, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at SexySerenaB, as well as Instagram by the same name. You can also check out my awesome blog, SerenaBlair.com.
Check it out. You can find me at iHeartNikki.com and Twitter and Instagram. It's Nikki Next. Thank you, Dick, for being with us today.
You're welcome. Say goodbye to everybody.
Bye, guys.